Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, folks. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is September 17, 2020, and I greet every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is our God, our Savior, our Deliverer. He is our Creator. And folks, we don't realize and we don't understand that we do not exist. We do not exist had God didn't create, had God created us. Without Him, we do not exist, I should say. I know that the powers that should not be the workers of iniquity, the children of the wicked one, has put in the history books for generations to learn that everything was created by evolution. Folks do not believe it. Teach your children from the Word of God, not from the books of men. Teach your children from the Bible. Seek the Lord for the truth in all things. Many do not even believe the Bible because many do not honor and follow the commandments of the Most High God. And because of this, many go their own way. The Bible tells us that we are supposed to fear God and keep His commandments. It's in Ecclesiastes. Fear God and keep His commandments, for it is the whole duty of man. The Bible also tells us, in Psalms, keep His commandments and live, and the law as the apple of your eye. There is so much about that the Lord spoke about His commandments and about His laws, precepts and statutes. And folks, many people just refuse. They just listen to the doctrines and commandments of man. They just listen to the works of man and they do not seek the Lord. They do not seek the Lord for the truth. They do not read the Word of God and seek for understanding. And there are a lot of well-known, so-called powerful preachers and teachers that I listen to, and they do have a lot of good things to say. So is Lucifer. Lucifer have a lot of good things to say. He comes and he mixes truth with lies. And it's like mixing leaven. Like Jesus Christ told His disciples, do not be like the Sadducees and the Pharisees. You know, the leaven of their word. They mix the truth with lies, and we cannot mix the truth with lies. Yes, there are many running around keeping the Sabbath day, but it's not the right day. It's the seventh day. The Lord God said it's the seventh day. And from the beginning, Lucifer has set out to be like the Most High God. He has set out to profane the word, the name of God. He has set out to defame the Lord God. He has set out to put God's children against Him, which is the angels. He drew one-third of the angels of heaven. And if Satan can, if Lucifer can, could convince one-third of the angels of heaven to sin, to doubt the Most High God, then who are we? Who are we for him not to deceive? But we are victorious in Christ. The Word of God tells us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we know that Lucifer is in the world, so we are greater. We are greater than him because the King of Kings live in us. We are created for good works in Christ. We are created in Christ for good works unto salvation. Lucifer deceived one third of the angels of heaven, and then he came down. He was thrown out of heaven, and then he deceived our forefathers, Adam and Eve, by questioning the commandments of God and causing Eve to doubt the validity of the word of God, to doubt the validity of the command of God when the Lord God said, Thou shalt not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Lucifer said, did God really say? That's questioning the commandment. He doesn't really mean that you shall die, but he just know that in the day that you eat it, you shall be like God, knowing good and evil. And so, folks, we can't allow the wicked one to continue to deceive us. We have to be wise as that old serpent, but harmless as doves. We have to seek the Lord for the truth. We have to pray without ceasing, especially in these last days when the enemy knows that his time is shorter than before. He knows the time is shorter than before, and he is as a roaring lion, seeking and searching whom he may devour, because he's your one third of the angels of heaven, and you and I are a part of that one third of the angels that fell from heaven. And he knows that we are looking to get back to heaven. He knows that we are looking to go back to the Father, to be joined again to the Father's side. And he will stop at nothing to get us to fail. He will stop at nothing to get us to lose hope and to lose faith. He will stop at nothing to deceive us, to tempt us, to beguile us, to cause us to fall into all sort of temptations. Look what he's doing. He's twisting and thwarting and distorting all the commandments, everything that the Lord God holds there. The Lord God holds the institution of marriage very dearly to his heart. And Lucifer has managed to destroy the family. So many people are having children out of wedlock. So many people are committing adultery and fornication. So many people he has convinced governments and nations and cities and towns and villages and priests and pastors and scientists and doctors. Lucifer has managed to convince these people that homosexuality is not a sin, that homosexuality is normal, is natural, and they were born like that, and God created them like that. And there is nothing wrong like that, and it's natural love. The enemy has actually convinced the world, and then they're celebrating this. But they know deep down in their heart that it is wrong. But they love it so. So in order, they believe, they're quick to believe the lies. But folks, I'm saying that if you are out there and you are committing any of these sins, please don't wait until it's too late. Repent. Turn away from your sins. Give your heart to the Lord. That's one of the things that Lucifer the enemy has twisted what something that all God holds dearly. The Bible tells us that God is love. So Satan has twisted and tainted and manipulated the word love into something disgusting and abominable. And so it is with marriage. So which is an institution set up by God, and it's symbolic to the marriage between the bride of Christ and Christ himself. And so Lucifer has managed to destroy or to twist everything that is sacred to the Lord. The Sabbath day is another sacred day. It's a holy thing of God. And Lucifer has managed to use the Catholic Church, the mother of all harlots, to change the holy Sabbath of the Lord from the seventh day to the first day of the week. And lo and behold, all Christianity has gone the way of the serpent, has gone the way of Lucifer. And now, not only that, the enemy have managed to have mankind turned in his direction to do what he will them to do. But he's repackaging the same old lies day in and day out, over and over and over and over again. He's repackaging. And the Bible tells us, as in the days of Noah and as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, as in the days of Lot and as in the days of Noah, so shall I be at the end. And in the days of Noah, there was wickedness, there was abominable things. The angels of God were going in and abducting and taking women. The Bible said all whom they chose, and they were going in unto them, and they were having sex with them, and they were having these children. They were having children, and these children were wicked upon the earth, and they were causing all sort of pain and suffering and death and abominable things. And the Lord God destroyed the people in the days of Noah. And so it is in these days. You know, the same fallen angels are coming down, and they are abducting women, and they call them aliens, alien abductions. They're not aliens, they're fallen angels, and they're impregnating these women, and this is the result of all the wickedness in the world, because many of these elites, many of these dynasties that you see, they are the offspring of fallen angels. Why do you think Yeshua said, while men slept, the angels, not the wicked one, Satan snuck in and he planted his seed amongst the seed of the righteous seed of the Most High God, the wheat and the tares. We are living in the days of Noah, where the children of the wicked, the giants of old. They're not giants in stature, but they're giants in their DNA and in their works and in their actions. And in the days of Lot, there was sodomy going on. There were homosexual was prevalent, and they had lots of time on their hand. And the Bible said they did not help the widow and the fatherless, and they did not feed the poor, and they had so much time on their hand, and they were practicing homosexual acts, and the Lord see fit to destroy them. And so we are living in those days. We are living in these days of Sodom and Gomorrah, and in the days of Noah. And the wicked are ruling the world. Well, how are we going to overcome in these last days? The Bible tells us that it is impossible to please God without faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible also tells us the just shall live by faith. And what is our faith? Our faith, what does our faith do? Our faith is the key. It is the key. When I had just came out of hospital and I was recovering, I was in a lot of distress, and all I could do was just meditate on the Lord at night and at day, and the Lord showed me, said, and I was praying for faith, just praying for faith, and as I lay there on my bed, it was like a vision, I was given a key. I didn't know what the key was for, and I heard a heart in my spirit, the key is your faith. So the key, our faith is the key to entering into eternal life with Christ, because we have to have faith in the Most High God. We have to trust Him. We have to believe in Him. And in order to trust Him and to believe in Him, we have to do His will. We have to do what He asks us to do. We have to keep His commandments. We have to keep His laws. We have to honor Him. We have to love Him. We have to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. As Yeshua said, if you love me, keep my commandments. It is he that keep my commandments and do them. He it is that love me. He that love me not, keep it not my commandments. Folks, who is the church? Who is the church? The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12, verse 13, and the dragon, we know that the dragon is Lucifer. The dragon saw that he was, when the dragon saw that he was cast out onto the earth, he persecuted the woman. The woman is the church, is the bride. The woman starts from the days of Adam and Eve. The woman started with Eve. He said the woman, Eve, symbolized an entire church. Persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. She brought forth the man-child. And all the generations after that, the woman is those of us who are born again in Christ. And we are the ones who bring in forth the man-child. We are the one that carrying Christ within us. We are the one that carries Him in our heart. He lives within us. The Bible tells us our body is a temple of the Lord. So we are the one that bring forth the man-child into the earth. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, that she was nourished for a time, times and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And let me just jump down to verse 17. Verse 17 says, and when then the dragon was wroth with the woman, the dragon was angry at the woman. Why is he angry at the woman? Because we are the one who are putting a monkey wrench in his plans. We are the one that's causing the Lord God to come and to destroy the earth. And when the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. So the dragon is upset with the church. And we are in these last days that are remnant of the seed of the church, of the woman. And so Lucifer is angry at those of us that keep the commandments of God. He said, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So, who is Lucifer angry with? Who is the world angry with? Who is the government of this world angry with? Who is the false religious church angry with? They're angry with those of us, the woman, the remnant of the woman. We are the church. We are the bride. So Lucifer is making war with us. And who are they? They are they which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Yeshua HaMashiach. So we keep the commandments of God, all 10 commandments and all the other commandments that He asks us to keep. We keep the commandments of God and we testify of the same. We testify that what the, about his commandments and about the works and the laws and the truth of the Most High God, we testify of him. So Lucifer is angry at us. And so he come and he makes war with us. I remember the Lord showed me the church. I was in my bed and I was meditating on the Lord. I was saying, Lord, what's going to happen to all of these people who knows the truth but doesn't want to keep it? And the Lord said, the Lord just took me out up on a high place. Out of body, in the spirit. He just took me up on, I would just flung myself up on a high place. And I knew I was still in bed, but I wasn't. My body was on the bed, but my spirit, you know, I don't know if he showed me a vision. I think it was probably more of a vision. And as I looked down from the height where I was, I saw a sea of people as far as the eyes can see. And these people were gray. They were all gray. They had no color whatsoever. They were all like the walking dead. And their head was downcast. And it's like they have no life in them. And as I look at the people, I said in my heart, but why are they gray? And the Lord heard my thoughts and he said, many of them are dead to me. The Lord said to me, that's the church. The Lord said, that's the church. And many of them are dead to me. And I said, Lord, don't say that. Don't say that many of them are dead to you. I said, what can I do to help? The Lord said to me, I send them you. And they rejected you. I send them other teachers and prophets too. They rejected them also. He said, but there shall be weeping and mourning and gnashing of teeth. He said, they have no desire to love me, neither do they have any desire to seek me. He said, I follow them everywhere they go. I stand at the door of their heart and I knock, but they would not let me in. He said, but there shall be wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us, Lord God. Help us to seek you. Help us to do what is right and pleasing in your sight. Help us to practice righteousness. Help us to honor your laws and your commandments, Lord. Help us to walk according to your calling for our life. Folks, your commandments are very important. They're very, very important. For us to keep we honor God. We when we keep his commandment, we honor him. Nehemiah 1:5 tells us, I beseech thee, O Lord of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. So you see, loving God and keeping his commandment didn't just start in the New Testament. It started way in the Old Testament, with all the prophets. Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. See that, keep my commandments and do them. He it is that love me. So here in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 5, is saying, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keep a covenant. There's a covenant. God have a covenant between his people that keep his commandment and himself, folks. And there is a blessing. There is a blessing to keeping the commandments of God. We are going to be called great in the kingdom of heaven. That keep his commandments, the great and terrible God that keep a covenant and mercy for them that love him and keep his commandments. So keeping the commandments of God comes with loving him. We show that we love him when we honor him, when we show respect unto Him. And it's love. It's love. Without love, we can't keep His commandments. If we don't love Him, we're not gonna honor Him. We're not gonna do what He say. We're not going to try to please Him. And verse seven in Nehemiah chapter 1 tells us, "We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses." And verse 9 tells us, "But if you turn unto me," this is what the Lord said, is saying, "But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though they were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them into the place that I have chosen to set my name there." Folks, the Lord God is asking us to love Him and keep His commandments. It comes hand in hand. You are not saved. The commandments can't save you. But loving God calls you to honor Him. You cannot love God unless you keep His commandments, unless you keep His word, unless you honor Him, unless you show respect and honor to Him. In keeping, it's like a parent having their children, and the children consistently disrespecting the parents by not keeping the rules or the laws or the commands that the parents set down for the children to keep. Like, for instance, the parents warn the children, do not do drugs, do not drink, do not smoke, do not bring your friends in here and party when we turn our backs, do not do certain things. And yet the children disrespect the parents. They come in the house, they smoke, they drink, they do drugs in front of their parents, they even bring their friends and are doing things in front of their parents with their friends. And that shows that this child do not love their parents, they hate their parents, and they do not respect them, and they do not honor their parents. So therefore, what should the parents do? Should the parents keep such child in the house to destroy the family? No. If the parents threw the child out, are they wrong? No. This is what happened to us when we were in heaven. We were thrown out. We were thrown out of heaven. We came here because we doubted God and we did not honor Him. And so the Lord brought us here to be redeemed. And Lucifer was thrown out of heaven by dishonoring God and not keeping His laws. Psalm 78, verse 7 said, "That might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments." Folks, the Bible talks so much about keeping God's commandments. So I'm encouraging you I'm encouraging each and every one of you to continue to love God, continue to show that you love Him and keep His word and keep His commandments. Because without that, without his commandments, without His laws upon our heart and upon our mind, then we don't show that we love Him. Jesus said, "It is he that keep my commandments and do them, he is that love me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and we will come and we will take up our abode with him." He said, "We will come and we will live in him and we will reveal ourselves to him." So the Lord God is revealing himself to those of us who keep his commandments and do them, to those of us who love him. He cannot reveal himself to anybody who do not honor him, who do not keep his commandments, who do not honor his laws, and who do not show love and respect unto him. He cannot do that. So folks, continue on. These are the last days. Jesus, Yeshua, is coming back again. He's coming soon. And when he comes, we don't want to be caught unawares. We want to hear, well done and faithful, well done, good and faithful servant. We don't want to hear, depart from me, I never knew you, you wicked, or you, we don't want to hear, depart from me, you unprofitable servant. We want to hear, come over here on my right hand side. You know, we need to honor the Father, and we need to love him, and we need to show others and tell others about this and about the love of God and about his command. So love you all, and I hope that you tune in next time again. And like I said, the Lord God he's coming back soon, and when he comes, we want to be ready. We don't want to be caught naked. We don't want to be caught unawares. Love you all in Christ, and have a good night.